This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You will recall that a bunch of juveniles escaped from the Bridge City juvenile facility over in Jefferson Parish and then went on a tear. And Kendall Miles, 17, as well as Kayla Smith, 15, were arrested for armed robbery of 59-year-old Scott Toops. Well, he was injured, spent a long time in the hospital, and as he says, he's just lucky he's alive. He got shot twice as well. And the DA missed the date of the 30 days to bring charges as an adult, and a judge in criminal district court quashed the indictment. Now, whether or not that's right or wrong or whatever, in my view, doesn't really matter, and it will be figured out in the court one way or the other. Who's right, who's wrong, doesn't matter. What I see is the big problem here relative to this situation is ideology. And the district attorney is caught in an ideological knot that is putting victims in an emotional knot. And this case is emblematic of that friction. And when you listen to Jason Williams' explanation relative to this, you get a better feeling for what I'm talking about. And I quote, this is Jason Williams' statement. This is a case of being careful rather than careless. We worked systematically to build cases that we could win at trial, which included visiting the victim's bedside and listening to the wishes of the family during the victim's incapacity. It is imperative that this matter is handled with the appropriate level of care in a way that is lasting rather than hasty. We owe it to Scott Toops and the memory of his loving wife to do this right and in a way that offers the best odds of prevailing at trial. Well, the standard in juvenile court and the standard in adult court is the same as it relates to these investigations. And what's interesting here is that basically what he's saying is that every other DA in the state of Louisiana that was able to successfully charge juveniles as adults, are they careless? Or are they careful? This is a question of prioritization. This is a question of management, as was articulated by Rafael Goyeneche yesterday during my interview of him. Priority, management, execution. That's what this is about. Why is it that other district attorney's offices can do it within the 30-day period? Might I suggest that they're not caught up in this ideological knot? You'll recall that the DA, Jason Williams, made a number of statements during the election process that he would not charge juveniles as adults because he's caught up in this ideological knot. And then when he's exposed to the tragedy, to the horror, the experience of victims, the dilemma is created. The person that is trying to overcome these ideological hurdles are not the victim. Is he hoping that the victim's going to say, oh, Mr. DA, it's okay to charge Mr. Miles, Kendall Miles, who's already serving juvenile life for another crime. It's okay to give him another chance. Why do we not just assume and be victim-centric that the victim wants justice? And at a later date, if they decide that they want to show some compassion to this perpetrator, they can always do that, and it can always be worked out and righted at that point in time. These are statements that are, in my view, they're obnoxious. If you're so uncomfortable doing what you're legally charged to do, get out. Don't do it. If you're not 100% in, be honest with yourself, the community at large, and get out. Because this citizenry of the city of New Orleans and the surrounding areas that are very much impacted by what happens within the criminal justice system in the city, we can't manage you. You're not a 100% player. And if you're caught up in these ideological knots about whether or not you represent the people of the city of New Orleans, you are their legal representative. The case caption is the state versus Miles, the state versus Kayla Smith. It is not Jason Williams versus Miles or Smith. Your ideological knots are yours to unwind, to untie, to figure out, or maybe you just continue to have solace in the knot. But the emotional knots that you are creating for the community are not going to heal soon. And the detrimental impact to society at large, while you're trying to loosen your knots, are not playing out well. We are the murder capital of the United States. Over 1,000 vehicles stolen in the first 30-some-odd days in the city of New Orleans. How many other stats need to be piled on for you to recognize that your ideological knot not only should be loosened, it should be untied, and maybe a jar of Vaseline on it to make it all the more easier? How many victims have to speak out? How many family members of victims need to speak up? How many to get a realization of our elected DA to understand that he represents us? There's nothing at risk relative to Kendall Miles. He's serving juvenile life. There's no contemplation that one needs to overcome relative to Kendall Miles. That should be the easiest decision ever. He's serving juvenile life already. What do you have to lose? That should have been handled within that period of time. There's no way that you can say that this is careful rather than careless. This, back to my original point, is about you, Mr. DA, your prioritization, the amount of resources that you want to put to this issue, the amount of time that you're willing to commit understanding, unless you were surprised by this, and I don't believe you were, the 30-day time limit. So how about in the slogan of Nike, just do it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.